Over the last few years, I've really latched on to the idea of our mother being how the universe becomes us. Our mother is how biology becomes us and then raises us. Yesterday, we, as I said, did a memorial service here in the afternoon for Sandra Lee Kramer. Sandy Kramer died a few weeks ago, and she was 78 years old, but she was taking care of her grandson, Thomas Potter, for the last 7 years. And one of the things, his mother lives in Texas, and she was here for the service, but one of the themes that ran through that service, and people said and have said in the last couple of weeks, over and over and over again, it takes a village to raise a child. And they were actually living that out. And in that service and in the interaction with them, you see what happens with mothers and that mothering energy in relation to, in this case, it was Thomas, but it was raising a young boy, and it was the village that was responding, men and women, young and old, into that space of how do you care for this child? This morning we read the Mother's Day Proclamation, 1870, so right after the end of the Civil War, families were feeling that energy. I've never sat in a church and had that read before. And the way we did it, I thought, was very moving. 1870, Julia Ward Howe wrote that. And it said, if you care about each other, you shouldn't fight. It makes no sense. And then she said, women care. That was one of the premise. And because of how women care for their children and in their families and for their partners, they should be the ones to come together and say no to war and injustice. How were they to do that? It was interesting at the end of the piece in 1870. You say, you do your part to not let your sons be trained to be soldiers. Try that on in 2014. It's very hard to do. But then she said, meet first as women. As women. And that could be as mothers, but it's meet first as women. Take counsel. Not just sit in a meeting, but take counsel with each other and with each other's wisdom. That means talk about it. Get together. Bring your experience of caring. And bring it as what? As the means whereby the great human family can live in peace. On Mother's Day, you get to value that which you think is not the big deal. It's the means whereby the great human family can live in peace. And now, we have, 100 years later, after Anna Jarvis took that inspiration and worked to create a National Mother's Day. It came true in 1914 when President Calvin Coolidge established it as the National Mother's Day. It's also interesting that Calvin Coolidge dedicated Bock Tower in my hometown. So there's that kind of rough connection I always have with Mother's Day. But this is 100 years since that proclamation. So I come forward to what the historian of religion, Karen Armstrong, says is at the heart of all the religions of the world. She says it's the message of compassion. Treat each other as we wish to be treated ourselves. Compassion, caring with and caring for. 2010. She wrote this book, 12 Steps to a Compassionate Life, and that's the result of her effort and her work to establish a charter for compassion. Proclamation of Mother's Day, Charter for Compassion. Very much the same message. At the heart of compassion, she says, is how we care for our young, our children. It's how we mother. And she brought it back to the way I started out. She brought it back to our biology as mammals who nurture our young. It develops our brain in certain ways. It helps us deal with compassion beyond our response of the reptilian brain, which she says is food, flight, fight, and reproduction. That's what the reptilian brain is concerned with. But our brain, our mothering brain, can consider compassion, how we care for our young, that charter for compassion. If you look at our traditions, our universalist tradition, which says a loving God, doesn't say a judging God. A loving God, if you're a theist, an inclusive universe, that's mother language. One human family, one origin, one nature, one destiny. That means you love everybody, you care for them. Mothering language. So if you begin to think about that, Mother's Day, the cards, the breakfasts, the recognition actually come out of our tradition, and they can become part of our charter for compassion. I even thought of today as a political day. This week, a bill was introduced to lower the interest rate on student loans. What's that about? That's about supporting our children. This week we discover that now 18 states around the country have laws where undocumented students who've grown up in those states can pay, what? In-state tuition to go to college. That's caring for our young. We talk about our pay for teachers, and you can argue about how we should educate, but it brings up the discussion of how do we care for our children. How we care comes from, depends on, how we were cared for ourselves, how we think about it. I started these Mother's Day musings thinking about those times when I didn't feel good, when I just, actually, I don't have the last page. That's going to be one of those times. All right. Those times when I didn't feel good, when everything was coming down on me and there was no place to turn. And as I was growing up, there was my mom. There was my mom to say, it's going to be all right. You're all right. So just relax and it'll get better. That's how it worked. As I grew up, then there was my chance as a parent to be able to offer those times to my daughter. I never did it quite as well as her mom, because when times got really bad, she'd go, I want my mom. But as a dad, that's what I got to do. And then there were those times as a grown-up where I got in those spaces where I just couldn't make it work. People wanted stuff from me. I couldn't call it up, all kinds of different directions. I turned around. Where's mom? She's not there. All of a sudden, it's just you and the world. That's the difference right there in that moment. That's where compassion, caring becomes real. And then as you move along, there are those times where we turn, and as children we've grown up, and now we're caring for our moms, giving them that compassion. that connection. So Mother's Day. Mother's Day becomes that time for us to live out our charter of compassion. It actually becomes, as Julia Ward Howe declared, it's that day for recognizing what's at the foundation of a sensible world. It's caring for each other. That's it. Now the guys in us, the business people, will go, but there's those problems of how do you work with the budget and how do you get the food and what if you need to get more and that country has what you want and they've got oil and this and the that and the other and we have to defend our interests, and that's all true. And what's underlying all that? It's how do we care for each other? How are we compassionate? And so when we're doing our mothering, our caring for, we're actually caring for our children, we're caring for our other people, we're caring for the world, we're caring for the earth. And that's what Mother's Day becomes. So when you're saying Happy Mother's Day, let's don't forget that we're recognizing individual mothers, but we're also saying Happy Mother's Day. This is the world we want. This is the place we want to belong in and be in, is a world that cares for us and where we care for each other. And so I think my mom, if I were to share this reflection with her, she would love it. And I wish I'd done it before, because you could share those connections of where it's a big deal. She was a stay-at-home mom, and she always struggled with being a stay-at-home mom and then not being able to do other things. But you can show where it's connected to the history, to the activism, to the feminism, to the work that needs to be done in the world. And if we're doing that well, we're doing our part, and I would say, thanks, Mom. You know, just like that, I would say, thanks, Mom, for doing that. Thanks, all of you, the way you mom. And then we say thanks to each other for that mom energy that comes to live and grow in us. As a guy who didn't have it a lot, you know, it's possible for it to develop, and it's real cool when it does. So I urge you to do that. And I would say, when you leave, any guy who wants a flower and feels that it's thanks, Mom, and them, take a flower. I'm going to. So thanks, Mom, and Happy Mother's Day.